Life Incidents by James S. White. Chapter Removal to Michigan. The autumn of 1855 found me much reduced in strength, in consequence of incessant toil and care, editing, publishing, journeying, and preaching. Very many gave me over to die of consumption. A change seemed necessary. Heavy debts were upon me in consequence of printing large editions of our publications. In this state of things, I called upon my brethren to take the cares and responsibilities of the office from me, and advised them to remove it to some more favorable locality. The truth had been taking strong hold in Michigan, and the brethren in that state came nobly forward in that time of need, and took the responsibilities of the office upon themselves. At a conference of the Friends of the Cause in Michigan and Indiana, held in Battle Creek, Michigan, September 23, 1855, I offered the following resolutions, which were unanimously adopted. Number 1, that the Advent Review Office still remain the property of the Church. Number 2, that the Advent Review Office be removed to Battle Creek, Michigan. Number 3, that a financial committee of 3 be chosen, whose duty it shall be to move the office and publish the Advent Review. Number 4, the D.R. Palmer of Jackson, Henry Lyon, and Cyrenius Smith of Battle Creek be that committee. A building was immediately erected and steps taken for the removal of the office. A general conference was held at Battle Creek, November 16, 1855, which sanctioned the doings of the conference of September 23, 1855, and elected Uriah Smith resident editor of the Review. The last published paper in Rochester, New York, was dated October 30, 1855, and its publication was resumed in Battle Creek, December 4 following. The expenses of the new building and the removal of the office were promptly met, and soon the publishing department was in a prosperous condition.